Each month, we speak with Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Arts. We get a look ahead to some of the touring theatre productions, or it could be musicals, could be galleries or museums, that are holding audio-described events. Now, Anne has won several awards in her time. In fact, I think she's even had a brick and a seat named after her as well. But her mantelpiece will be groaning once again with yet another award for her work. And to tell us more, Anne is with us now. Congratulations, Anne.
Thank you very much, Alan. Thank you.
So tell me then about the award.
The award is from the Manchester Theatre Awards, and it is a special achievement award, and it recognises my work in access and audio description over the last 30 years, can you believe? So these awards are held every year at a prestigious venue in Manchester, and they're mainstream theatre awards, a bit like the Oscars of the North, if you like. So we have Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Visiting Production, Best New Play, Best Musical, Best Opera, all that sort of thing. So for each of those categories, there are nominations, and then the judges decide on a winner. But the Special Achievement Award, there are no nominations for. It's just up to the judges to decide who they think has made a significant contribution to theatre. So it was a complete surprise when I heard the introduction and realised they were talking about me.
So you don't even know that you're in line for an award?
No, I was invited along to the ceremony, but I have been to the ceremony on lots of occasions. It's rather a nice social occasion for theatre makers across the Northwest, and so I just thought I was going along to enjoy the occasion, and I ended up enjoying it much more than I even expected to.
Great news. And again, it's showing not only the work of yourself and Mind's Eye Arts, but the fact that audio description is really being recognised as opening up, if we're to take theatre as an example, to blind or visually impaired patrons.
Absolutely. And that's why I'm particularly pleased, because it's the first time that I'm aware of that access has been recognised in a mainstream theatre award ceremony or an arts award ceremony. And when they made the speech before I was presented with the award, they talked about the literally thousands of people who have benefited from audio description over the years through the work of myself and the other describers who work with me. And really recognising that allows people to engage with the theatre and feel included and involved and enjoy it just as much as everyone else. But if that service isn't there, then people feel excluded from the events and from the arts. So it was very satisfying to see that provision had been taken on board and considered to be worthy of an award. So very exciting.
And you were kind of groundbreaking, really, in the UK when it came to audio description for theatres. Now, for those who don't know about ADN, tell us a little bit more about it and how you got involved.
Well, I got involved because I worked at the Octagon Theatre in Bolton, and this was back 30 years ago now, and we had a blind theatre goer. At that point, audio description was only being offered in America and in one theatre in England. And she said to us, I was head of marketing there, well, why don't you offer this service? So we had a very good chief technician called Phil Clark. And between the three of us, really, we worked out how the describer's voice could be transmitted to the blind person in the audience, and then what sort of information the listener needed to know. So we didn't need to tell them what was obvious. We didn't need to tell them what would distract them in a way. We talked about what the key pieces of information were in order to understand the plot, the characters, to laugh at the same time as everyone else, or to go at the same time as everyone else, the importance of timing, and then the importance of the introductions, which give people information beforehand. And then we developed the touch tours as well. So yes, I was very much at the beginning of it all, pioneering I was back in the day.
You were indeed. So if I was to come to the theatre then, mm-hmm. I'd come in, I would get my headphones, I would mm-hmm. take my seat, possibly before the show. There may be a touch tour, so I get on stage to go around the props and so on, perhaps meet some of the cast, and we get the pre-show notes, so mm-hmm. you give a lot of info there. Well worth doing that if you get the chance to do it. And then during the performance, between the actors' dialogue, you're then describing what goes on stage, what's happening that people can see that I perhaps can't. It is professional, and it's artistic, it's technical. It takes a lot of work.
It does, yes. It always amazes me when people say to me, "Oh, have you seen it?" You think, "Yes, I've spent 30 odd hours preparing for it. I've seen it 4 or 5 times. I've worked from the video." In order to give a professional quality service, you need to prepare fully, because there's no point in you talking at the same time as the actors, because none of us can hear both at the same time. So it's a question of prioritising what needs describing, working out when you're going to insert different pieces of information, how concisely you can do that. And you always need to be wary of overloading the listener, giving them too much information, but making sure that they're not left there thinking, "Oh, I don't understand what that noise was," or "I don't know which character's speaking now." Because as soon as you start asking yourself those questions, then you're sort of taken out of the moment. You're taking out of the illusion of just sitting there watching the play. So it does take a lot of work just to get it right, really.
And it is inclusive, Anne, because from my own point of view now, I think when I lost my sight, I didn't want to go back to theatre, because I thought, what am I going to get from this? Especially, say, even ballet or opera. Mm-hmm. Ballet especially, probably. But theatre, because you go to pantomimes with family and friends, you go to dramas, you go to comedies. And having that description in my ears between the dialogue, it does make you feel included, as you say, and you can laugh at the same time as everyone else. You can draw your breath at the same time mm-hmm. as anyone else. Mm-hmm. And you do feel it's a complete night out. Even if I went on my own, there's help and assistance at the theatres, but you don't feel you're being shortchanged in any way. You do feel a complete part of the audience.
That's right. And just a couple of things you mentioned there. It means that people can go with their families or friends and then talk about it afterwards and say, "Oh, wasn't it funny when that happened?" Or, "It sounds as if that costume was crazy," without feeling with somebody saying, "Oh, well, what about that?" And you think, "Well, actually, I didn't get that bit because I couldn't see that bit." Hopefully you won't have any questions like that, so you can have a full debate about it afterwards.
Indeed. So tell me again about the awards then. So you were completely surprised.
I was, yes. I'd been in touch with one of the panel. I know most of the panel because they're theatre critics from the area. And he said, "Yes, just let me have your up-to-date email, because I'll send you an invitation to the next awards." So I didn't think any more about it. And then I invited one of my describers to come along with me, and we thought we were just attending a glitzy occasion and seeing the great and the famous. And then, as I say, it wasn't until he began making the announcement saying, "I've known this graduate of Bristol University since she was the marketing officer at the Octagon Theatre." And I thought, he's talking about me.
Fantastic. Did you have to give a speech?
Yes, and then I had to give an impromptu speech. So I had to go up on stage and collect the award, which is this lovely glass award. It's about the sort of shape of a 50 pence piece, and it's maybe a foot 14 inches across. It's quite heavy. It's made of clear glass, and then it's etched with Manchester Theatre Awards logo and then Special Achievement Award 2017. At the last gallery tour I went to, I took it along so that the audio description listeners could have a feel of it, of the weight, and they could feel the writing on it. So that went down very well. Yes, so I went up to receive that, and then there was a massive picture of me on the screen at the back, and I made an acceptance speech. So, yeah, very exciting. I just wish my mum could have been there.
Oh, fantastic. And it's a real recognition of the work that you do. And as we said before, it's great to hear the audio description has been taken even more seriously now. We're almost out of time, Anne, but if people would like to learn more about Mind's Eye Arts or some of the productions or museums or galleries you're involved in, what's coming up and so on, how do they get in touch?
The website address is mindseyedescription.co.uk. We're on Twitter at Mind's Eye Arts. There's also a Mind's Eye page on Facebook, and you can drop us an email anytime, mindseyedescription@gmail.com.
And I'll let you go and buy a bigger mantelpiece. But for the moment, thank you very much for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio, and congratulations once again.
Thank you, Alan.